Yes, said I, but wait a while, for I have certain difficulties from the revolution of time. In order that they may be solved by means of holy companionships, for through companionship a grape grows from the earth. A kernelly seed graciously consorted in solitary intercourse with the dark earth.
Give me a grape. You know where you are? This is the verse you are looking at. Then we are going through all of this. This is what this paragraph is all about. Because he wants to explain this situation. He wants to teach us that he is here to give us a precise lesson here. Right? And that lesson, yes, we know what will happen. Because he has personal wishes, suddenly he falls from the stage he was upon. Okay? But that's not all, is it? How Rumi is going to say it and explain it? Now, this is how it is. First of all, they will say, you know what? Our wishes is just to be your follower. They will say, okay, but wait a minute. I have a lot of questions here. I found that the best situation here, and this is the position that I should bring out all my questions here. Remember this attitude? Yes. This is what Rumi was explaining in book 2 and said, don't do this. Because when you arrive in that moment, of course, the only thing you could think about is to bring your empty bucket to fill it up. It doesn't work that way. Because all your wishes could be wrong. Do you remember the first lesson in this wisdom? In book 2? You remember? He went through a long, long, long paragraph. Then he said, okay, I know I'm going to somehow get rid of your serpent and you are unhappy with it. Let me tell you who you are. You are a fellow who has a bad, bad habit of wanting something and insisting upon it. Remember the guy who was insisting to learn the voodoo of Jesus and bring those bones back to life? This is exactly the same. They will say, you know what? Let's follow you. The silly guy will say, I have a lot of questions, and he tries to push it in to say, why? To give you exactly the reasoning you have. If you see someone, suddenly you have a lot of questions. That's the best moment to forget all your questions. To hear something new from a different horizon. When you're facing a fellow from beyond the cloud, don't try to pull the fellow back down to earth with your silly problems. Try to fly with the fellow, because this is the opportunity to do that. But, I am Dao-Ri, I'm famous for wanting it more and more and more. Even by having the vision and the miracle, I don't say a stop, because more is always better. So let's see Dao-Ri trying to convince them that, no, we should do something else. Yes?
A kernelly seed graciously consorted in solitary intercourse with the dark earth. It faced itself entirely in the earth, so that no color or scent or red or yellow remained to it. After that effacement, its constriction ceased. It opened its wings and expanded and sped on its way.
The word constriction over there is terror. It's not a word. They go like this, that they say, okay, when you are in this path, there are the moments that you feel that you're open, and there are the times that you feel you're enclosed and pressed. These are the times that you're high, these are the times that you're low. Here he will bring up that term low to say, okay, of the mahal, there is no state of. In the state of not being, you cannot be even depressed. An argument like that he will bring in. Then, okay, he's saying what? Saying that, you know what? Everything is necessary. Experiencing something, getting the lesson, doing this and that in each step. Look at a seed. A seed will be sowed under the ground. Then we forget all what it is, then suddenly it will bloom, come out, will become so. With those explanations, he wants to bring in the different ways of transformation. And within these different ways, he's testing the individual effort or with the help. Because here, he wants to have that help, and he say that help is quite good and necessary somehow. Yes.
Inasmuch as it became selfless in the presence of its origin, the form departed and its real essence was displayed. They
what?
So instead of constriction, you should use depressed, oppressed, or low, something
like subwords
to do. I know, in English.
I don't know.
You said few
words. Gaps means being pressed, means tightened.
Yeah.
That is gaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, should we change that?
To
from
what?
Constriction?
I don't know really, because constriction will do the same, but you should notice that it's a term. Because as a word, it has all the meaning, and I don't want to eliminate one of those meanings. Yep.
They nodded so. Hark, 'tis for thee to command. And from their nodding, so a flame arose in my heart. When for a while...
Means they did this, and suddenly I started to burn. Because, did you see what happened? Imagine a guy who is thirsty to see the best fellows, and he's there, he's arguing with them. First of all, he's surprised. Everything is surprised for him. So wasn't he waiting for a miracle? No. And he's arguing, even at the last moment, then what they did. I said, okay, let's leave you away. Suddenly he burned. Yes?
Went for a while. I had taken part with that elect company in meditation and had been separated from myself.
Ah, that separation from myself happened after a couple of hours being with them and meditating. More of it means meditating. And meditating and having distanced myself from myself. Yes?
At that very hour, my spirit was freed from hours, because hours make the young old. All changes have arisen from the hours. He that is freed from the hours is freed from change. When for an hour you escape from the hours, relations abide not. You become familiar with that which is without relations.
Do you remember this? Rumi talked about this before. No, you don't. You were not here. How about you? Uh-huh. Once upon a time, Rumi wanted to explain what this enlightenment is all about. So we said, let's find out. There was this prophet who grabbed the shirt of a Jack Joe fellow, remember? Zaid. And he said, how is your morning? How enlightenment happened? Do you remember? The first thing he said, long, long time, days and night, I tried so hard, then it happened. I went through the time like an arrow goes through, a sphere goes through Separ, whatever. Do you remember that? He comes back to that argument, again we'll explain it, because this is what it is all about. Let's go back somewhere else. He emphasized on this. He said, you know what? Look at you. What is your problem? Really? Your problem is thinking about yesterday and tomorrow. That's all. So you forget this moment. You don't think about this moment. You think about this moment as the outcome of yesterday or beginning of tomorrow. You forget the moment. And life is this moment. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. Here again, you will say, okay, this is what it is. A couple of hours with this group, suddenly time was vanished. If an hour, you could be out of the hour, here is the hour again and again and again, you say, if an hour, you could come out of the hour, suddenly you see the hours as a ridiculous subject. There is no tomorrow. There is only now. Tomorrow is a wish, is imagination, and nobody knows if there is tomorrow or not. Do you know? And yesterday, we talk about it, but are you sure there was a yesterday? Maybe we are all hypnotized. There is only now that exists. If you don't accept this, knock your head to the wall and say, this moment doesn't exist. This is it. Life is the moment. A moment of this continuum. That's what it is. Yes?
The hours are not acquainted with hourlessness because for him who is conscious of time, there is no progress in that direction. For him, there is nothing except perplexity.
Exactly. Perplexity is the bewilderment. All of that. The word is Eirat, means bewilderment, wondering, whatever you would put the word. The word is Eirat, and for us, it's a label. Remember? It's one step before the last. It's one of these. So for us, is a term. He brings in that term, and that term is amazingly bewilderment. Because you cannot understand it. It is not understandable. We are talking about the part of life that is not supposed to be understood. It's supposed to be lived. That's what we are talking about. Yes?
In this world of search and seeking, every set of people have been tied in the stable peculiar to them. And over each stable, a trainer has been appointed, save by permission, no recalcitrant can. No recalcitrant comes.
Recalcitrant or whatever. What is that word? Means what? Because here the word is Rafizi. And Rafizi has nothing to do with that word. Rafizi means someone who was in that it's like what